Okay, this is the English program. We are doing the next chapter of A Ball at Pemberley very soon, probably tomorrow. We were hoping to do it tonight, but we've sort of ran out of time, so we shall do it tomorrow, and, well, fingers crossed, if all is okay with everything. Pilar, yes? Oh, yes, I think it's all going to be fine, so we shall do the next one tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. I've enjoyed the first two chapters so far, and I'm enjoying the story, and I'm enjoying reading it, and it's nice to be sort of turning it into an audio boo, and we've had lots of sort of replies and comments and things, and we've been doing them live. It's not as if we've been able to spend a lot of time on them the way Radio 4 may be able to, you know, spend a lot of time sort of doing it and then doing it again and then again. We sort of do it in one take and hope for the best, but we've really enjoyed being a part of this project, being invited to read them out in the first place. So thank you to everyone who's sort of written in and encouraged us even to sort of continue doing them. And we've had lots of things on the Twitter which we're still trying to figure out how to use. Well, Pilar normally does this, but I've been trying to do it myself. It's not easy, but I'm getting the hang of it, of all these sort of the retweeting and the replies and sending a message and everything. We've been using Twitter for quite a while, but we normally publish on the Audio Boo, and then automatically it appears on the Twitter. When you go to Twitter and you sort of do it manually, it's a bit more complicated. Not impossible, but a bit more complicated. But we've been doing our best. But Jane Austen Lives is a good one. The Twitter thing, username is simply Jane Austen Lives. That's where we first sort of made contact with this project. And they are tweeting, they are sort of writing this story, this sequel, if you like, using the hashtag A4T. So you can go there and find out or read the latest installment, if you like. And I'm just going through these one by one here. I've written to everyone. I hope I've written to everyone to sort of say thank you for your comments and everything. But I wanted to sort of incorporate my gratitude into these little audio boo things. So as I say, Jane Austen Lives, thank you for all the tweets and the retweets and all the nice emails and everything. And once again, it's twitter.com/Jane Austen Lives. That's the page. And they've got the website as well. I think I've, off the top of my head, I think it's austenproject.com. I hope I'm not wrong there. But I think that's what it is. Okay, so thank you for that. The next one on the list here is, have a look here. Okay, Anna. And the Twitter page there is twitter.com/Anna_Iris, I think it is. IRIS. Okay. And if you go, I mean, we've retweeted everything, so you can find all of these tweets. They're all public, they're all on our page. So Anna has been retweeting everything and leaving comments. Would you like to hear the ball at Pemberley read to you? A huge applause and curtsy to Steve. I like that. I like curtsies. I like that. Feel free to curtsy anytime you like. I'm quite a, you know, sort of old-fashioned. I like all that. okay, and so we have that. Thank you for that, Anna. We also have well, this is the end of the audio boo. We'll take a break and come back and do another one because I have lots and lots of thank yous and things to say.